time to talk a bit of soccer with Phil Moss. And Mossy, we saw Ange Postecoglou name his squad the other day. Who's going to occupy the back three, though? That's a big question for him.
Yeah, good morning, Berkey, TK. I guess it's the burning question. The back three system for the Socceroos in the last in the Confederations Cup and the qualifiers before that was a big talking point. And Ange has named a glut of defenders in the 30-man squad, which must be pointed out that it'll go down to 23 next week. But the likes of Sainsbury's Varanovic is back from, about 2 years in the wilderness. Mark Milligan, who can play midfielder at the back and made a big difference to the back three when he played there in the Confederations Cup, Degenek and Wright. And if Milligan plays at the back, that opens a spot in midfield for the captain, Jednak, to come back from his injury layoff as well. So it'll be interesting to see what the mix is. I think in a perfect world, the likes of Sainsbury, Sporanovic and Milligan would make a very good back three because they're defenders with a lot of mobility and they can defend in central areas and wide areas. So that will be a very, very interesting makeup when Ange settles on the final makeup of the squad.
And, mate, I know you coaches all just want to coach, but I wonder if Harry Kewell's having some second thoughts now because Crawley Town is actually 0-3 in starting under the guidance of Harry Kewell. And like every other human, he'll be under pressure soon enough.
That's right, TK. And the chairman's already come out with a letter to supporters to ask for their patience and say that Harry is the right man for the job. And look, it's a very, very lonely world when your team is losing and you're the head coach. He sort of jumped in from a youth coaching role with Watford with the 23s into the main gig at Crawley Town. And he'll be feeling the pinch. There's no doubt about it. You can say as much as you like, but you're not, and everything's fine behind the scenes. But there's a lot of pressure when things aren't going your way. So interested to see how Harry handles this this period because coaching's not an easy gig, as we all know.
Mate, I wouldn't be a coach for quids. Maybe an assistant could be the one to go. That'd be the...
Blame the head coach.
Blame the head coach, absolutely.
That's what Mossy does.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's my stance, Mossy. Hands up straight away. EPL action, mate. Gareth Barry, 36 years old, departs Everton for West Brom. Mate, they must be tired legs.
I thought you might jump on this one, Berkey. This gives you and I a chance to still play.
Absolutely.
Gareth Barry's been a fantastic servant for Everton. 628 EPL games to his name. And this is the rider here. He only needs five more to overtake Ryan Giggs as the EPL record appearance holder. And he's left Everton. He's gone to West Brom in the opposite direction to Gylfi Sigurdsson, who just signed over the last 24 hours for Everton. I'll get onto that in a minute. But a wonderful career from Gareth Barry. And at 36, he's still got plenty of running in those legs. And I've got no doubt that that move will ensure that he does become that record appearance holder. But Ronald Koeman, the boss at Everton, he finally got his man in Sigurdsson. He's been courting him for a while now. And there was talk it was on, then it was off. And Sigurdsson pulled out of the USA tour with Swansea in the pre-season. And that was the first real sign that he's on his way out. $74 million Australian Everton paid for him. And that will bring them a player who scored 9 goals, 13 assists last season. And he scored 29 goals in 100 games overall at Swansea to keep them in the EPL. So a fantastic signing there for Everton.
Mate, we're 6 minutes away from the kickoff, Real Madrid against Barcelona. Superstars galore. Can you give us a really quick tip?
Yeah, look, I think you have to go with Real Madrid. They hold the 3-1 aggregate lead from the league the other day. So even though no Ronaldo, you've got to back Real Madrid in there.
You're a good man.